From God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God that guides us is from Matthew chapter 11. We examine it under the theme, Why Are You Still Carrying It? My dear friends in Christ, in the 1800s, as most of us know, people began hearing about a wonderful place far off to the west with cheap and fertile farmland, a place called Oregon. Thousands of people chased after their dreams and traveled westward on what became known as the Oregon Trail. As they prepared for the journey, families had to decide what was important enough to make the trip. Like people are prone to do, many families packed away more, way more than was necessary or even practical. So when animals died or wagons broke down, families were forced to lighten their loads. Scattered all along the trail were discarded dressers, tables, and dishes. Can you imagine the emotional and heated discussions when the question was asked, why? Why are you still carrying it? At that time, it was a matter of survival. Well, all these years later, although the interstate has replaced the dusty trail and moving trucks have replaced the prairie schooners, the question is still relevant. Why? Why are you still carrying it? Now you may ask, why am I still carrying what? Well, today's epistle lesson from Romans 7 gives us a clue as to what you or I might be carrying. Paul says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want. But the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." Yes, like Paul, we struggle. We're sinners. We struggle to obey God's holy will. We struggle to live in accordance with God's holy will and God's holy way. We struggle to love the Lord our God with all our hearts and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Yes, we struggle with sin. As a result, we also struggle to carry the weight of these past sins. Yes, past sins like hateful words spoken to our parents long ago, a divorce, an arrest, an uncharacteristic outburst of anger, and countless things done and left undone. Sometimes the guilt and the shame of these past sins may be so overwhelming that, like King David, we may cry out, "For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me." Of course, guilt. Guilt isn't the only burden you and I may be carrying. Some may carry the weight of a heart broken by betrayal or abuse. Some may carry the weight of the devil and his temptations. Temptations to cheat on a spouse, to abuse alcohol or drugs, to commit a crime, or to seek revenge against the person who has wronged us. Some may carry the weight of need, especially at this time of pandemic, when many are scrambling to deal with the loss of income. Others may carry the weight of fear, fear of illness, fear of growing old, fear of the future, fear of death. Or maybe you carry something else, something I didn't mention, something only you know. Well, if you've ever carried something really heavy, you know the relief. The relief you have as soon as you put it down. The strain on your arms and your back is relieved. You stand up straight. Oh, stretch your back and take a deep breath. If it only were that easy to drop the weighty emotional things we carry. What a relief it would be if we just put down all these sins, all these hurts, all these sorrows, all these burdens. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wonderful if we could just drop them off, walk away. Well, you know what? We can. In the gospel, Jesus says, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. Did you hear that? Jesus said, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. And that means you and me and everything that we carry. Handed over to Jesus. That's right. Jesus has come to be our burden bearer. So, why are you still carrying it? Why are you still carrying that burden? Jesus says, come. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a gracious invitation, isn't it? We don't have to carry on all alone and labor under all that weighs us down. Jesus invites us to come to him with whatever it is that we're carrying, and he will give us rest. Rest of his love. Rest of sins forgiven. Rest of his compassion. Rest of his strength. And Jesus also offers us a yoke. A different yoke. Now, this sounds like a contradiction, perhaps. But listen to what Jesus says. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. This yoke doesn't create a burden. This is the yoke of rest. This is the yoke of a relationship with Jesus Christ. A faith relationship with Jesus. The one who is there to love us and forgive us. The one who is not far off. The one who is close by. King David put it this way, the Lord is near to all who call on him. Jesus wants us to be yoked in a close relationship with him, knowing that whatever it is we encounter in our life, whatever the burden, whatever the trial, whatever the trouble, we don't have to face it alone. We don't have to carry the burden alone. We have his love. His forgiveness is strength. If you're carrying the weight of past sins, Jesus says to you, I came into the world to save sinners like you. If you're carrying the weight of temptation or fear, the Lord declares, Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Wow, talk about comfort in the midst of pandemic. Talk about comfort in the midst of all the uncertainties that come with this pandemic. Oh, and if you're carrying something else, something only you know, Jesus promises you, cast your burdens on me and I will sustain you. I will never permit the righteous to be moved. Cast your burdens on Jesus. Take the yoke of Jesus. You see, since Jesus is the one who faithfully fulfilled all the work which the Father had given to him, to receive Jesus' yoke is to receive the completed work of Christ as your very own. Christ kept the law for you. Christ died on the cross for your sins. You are now at peace with God. And the blood of Jesus reconciles you to one another that you might live at peace with your spouse, at peace with your children, at peace in the church, at peace in the community, and on and on. Yes, we're to offer the yoke of Christ. That is, the completed work of Christ as our very own. The completed work of Christ as our very own. That gives us the forgiveness of sins and the promise of an eternal home in heaven, not built by human hands. Well, where do I get it, huh? Right here. Jesus comes to you. The one who's your burden bearer comes to you today here in this sacrament. He says, bring your sins, bring your guilt, bring your shame, bring your burdens, and let us have the blessed exchange. You give them to me, I'll give you my love. You give them to me, I'll give you my forgiveness. You give them to me, I'll give you my strength. You give them to me, I'll give you my compassion. You give them to me, and I will strengthen your faith, that you may walk by faith and not by sight. That you may walk with confidence rather than with fear. That you may walk with hope rather than with uncertainty. People of God, think back about the Oregon Trail for a minute. Those who traveled that trail had to leave things behind. And that was not easy. But they did in order to survive and finish the journey. It's hard for us to leave our burdens behind as well. We want to handle everything on our own. But the Holy Spirit empowers us to do so. The Spirit empowers us through word and sacraments to respond in faith and to give our burdens to the burden bearer, Jesus Christ. What a great exchange. We give him the heavy load of our sin, the load of our guilt, the load of our shame, and he gives us the feather light load of peace, forgiveness, hope, comfort, and the promise of eternal life. Don't carry it anymore. Give it to Jesus, your burden bearer, and leave here with hope and with joy. May God grant it for Jesus' sake in your life and in mine. Amen. And now